As it is glaucoma week, here at R&OB Connect Radio, we wanted to highlight the importance for glaucoma patients to attend their eye clinic appointments and to find out a little bit more about the condition. I'm joined by Joanna Bradley from Glaucoma UK to find out a little bit more about the condition and why it is so important for glaucoma patients to attend their clinic appointments. Hello, Joanna, and welcome to R&OB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for the invite.
Firstly, Joanna, why is it so important for glaucoma patients to attend their eye clinic appointments at the moment? Because I think they've started up again.
Yeah, thanks, Toby. It is really important for people with glaucoma to attend their appointments. Because glaucoma is symptomless, it's impossible for you as a patient to tell how it's developing. So your eye pressure might have increased and your vision might have got worse, but you can't tell that without the tests that are done in the clinic. So you may actually have had appointments for glaucoma during the lockdown if the doctors thought you were at high risk of losing vision due to glaucoma. But whether you've had appointments recently or not, it is really important to attend in order to understand how your glaucoma is doing.
Many people have probably heard of glaucoma, but probably not aware of how the eye condition might affect their vision. Joanna, would you be able to explain a little bit about how the eye condition might affect somebody's vision?
Yeah, of course. So glaucoma is caused by an increased pressure in the eye. And that pressure is caused by a fluid in the eye, which keeps it pumped up a bit like a football full of air. And it provides the eye with the nutrients it needs. The pressure might be too high if there's too much fluid being made or not enough draining out of the eye. And if that pressure gets too high, it can damage the optic nerve, and that's the bit that sends signals to the brain, and then your vision can be damaged. So in the early stages of glaucoma, it affects mainly the peripheral vision, so that's the vision around the edge, and then it only affects your central vision when it gets a bit more advanced. And what you might see is sort of misty or blurry patches in your vision. Actually, if you Google glaucoma, you'll often see it as big black patches or a big black tunnel, but that's actually not what most people see. It's much more likely that people see those misty or blurry patches, particularly around the edge of their vision.
And what should people do if they suspect they have glaucoma?
So the most important thing is to get your eyes tested regularly at your optician's. A standard eye test at the optician's will pick up early stages of glaucoma or even later stages. And you can't do it yourself. It is through the optician. You might be able to see if you're developing glaucoma because of these misty and patchy areas in your vision. But it is the optician, the eye test, that will tell you whether you're likely to have it or not.
I believe there is a congenital version of glaucoma. And so it is very important for people to get their eyes tested and have their eye pressure checked.
Absolutely. Well, actually, most glaucoma is genetic, so it tends to run in families. If a close family member has glaucoma, such as a brother or sister or parent, you can get free eye tests if you're over the age of 40. That's in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And actually, everyone in Scotland is entitled to free eye tests. There is actually a particular type of glaucoma called congenital or developmental glaucoma. And that's when babies are born with the disease. That's usually picked up soon after birth, and these babies often need quite a lot of surgery over their lifetime. There are other people at increased risk, so that's anyone over the age of 40, and particular ethnicity, so people who are Black or East Asian are at higher risk of glaucoma, and it's especially important they get their eyes tested and tell their family if they have the condition.
Joanna, what are the main ways that Glaucoma UK are able to support people who might have the condition and their families?
So we want to make sure everyone has the information, advice and support they need to live well with glaucoma. We've got a range of services available, from our helpline and information leaflets to support groups and a website. We've got a special series of digital support groups running this week because it's World Glaucoma Week. Check out our website for more information. And these groups run every fortnight normally. We've also got a brand new podcast series, which is an introduction to glaucoma. And we have a buddy service. So if you're due to have glaucoma surgery, you can talk to someone who's had that procedure and find out more about it. So all this information is available on our website, which is glaucoma.uk or glaucoma.uk. Or you can phone our helpline on 01233 64 8170 for more information.
Thank you, Joanna Bradley, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.